Welcome to episode 163 of the Alcohol Addiction Podcast. My name is Lee Davey. I'm not an alcoholic. I refuse to be anonymous. I'm someone who doesn't drink alcohol. I spend every waking moment helping other people do the same, including right now, even though I have an avocado stuck in my throat. That's commitment, ladies and gentlemen. That is commitment. If you ever wonder what a vegan eats when they need a snack, there you have it. I just crack open an avocado. I sprinkle a bit of salt on. If I could be arsed, I'll chop up a bit of garlic. If not, I just get a spoon and I just eat that bad boy. There you are. Feel a lot better now. This is going to be super, super quick, ladies and gentlemen. Super, super quick. Partly because I'm busy. Partly because this is a quick thing to talk about. And partly because... am I kidding? This isn't going to be quick. It may be. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I want to talk about something called the killer statement. Yeah? Now, we are currently running the last life-changing experience as it exists in its current format. I told you that before. And I think I said a couple of episodes ago that Clint, Michelle, and Adrian, who are all coming together there. I'll just say this, by the way. One of them's from Spain. One of them's from England. The other one's from America. Just goes to show, doesn't it, that like-minded people do exist. It's just that sometimes they are the ones that we want to reach out to a little bit far away from ourselves, but they're doing a wonderful job together. And it's something that Adrian said that I want to talk to you about right now. Okay, Adrian said in part of his homework he did in a module called The Dip, he said having a personable, relatable 3-minute killer statement into what explains solidly his point of view as to why he doesn't want to drink alcohol is a super important thing. Say that again. Adrian's saying that having a personable, relatable 3-minute killer statement that explains solidly his point of view as to why he doesn't drink alcohol would be really important, really special, right? And I super agree with that. And it's like taking the idea of the elevator pitch, right? So like if you have a business and somebody says, what is your business about? Then, you know, all the business Bibles out there say, don't they? You should have a couple of minute elevator pitch. You can describe, the value of your company, the purpose behind it, the meaning behind it, and the value you provide with your customers. You can all do that very, very quickly within a couple of minutes. And if you don't understand what that elevator pitch is, if you're not able to say what it is you do very quickly, then chances are you really don't know what's going on yourself, or you haven't got clearly defined what your goals are and your meaning and purposes. Pardon me, a hiccup there. That's that avocado, see? And the same will be true when it comes to explaining to people why we've made that decision to not drink alcohol, right? If you find yourself dilly-dallying around, not quite sure what to say when someone asks, why are you not drinking? That is a red flag, I think. Okay, that is a red flag. You need to come back to a movement like Strive, or if you're doing the intensive or the taster, and reach out to a moderator or your peer learning group and say, I had a problem last night. Someone asked me why I didn't drink alcohol and I didn't know what to say, or I said this and I wasn't that sure about it. Because the ensuing discussions that come out of that will help you understand the root cause of why you struggled so much to explain your decision. Look, it's as simple as this. If you want to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol, then you need to look forward and visualize in the future and think and feel what that will be like to be in that body. Okay? How does it look? What is your life like? How do you feel? You need to think and feel those things. And then realize that you can think and feel that right now, today. And in doing so, create a real sense of pride, happiness and joy and wonderment in the decision that you're making to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol. Now, that is easier said than done, because 100% of the people who turn up at Strive and the Truth About Alcohol, irrespective of how much they're telling me they don't want to drink alcohol, they still want to drink alcohol and they still love it. So it's a really difficult thing to do to create that future you and bring it into reality today and have great pride and joy and wonderment of not having alcohol in your life. It is really difficult. And that is why we have the Strive movement. And that is why we have experiences like the Taster and the intensive, and people like me and the moderators to help you with that, because it is difficult. But we still need to do it, and we still need to have that sense of pride, okay? Because the opposite of having that sense of pride is having some shame around it, is having shame that if you tell somebody that you don't drink alcohol, they're going to think you're a namby-pamby little woolly woofter, right? And you won't want that to happen. Because what you are really focusing on when you are in and around your buddies is your status. And whether or not your status is going to go up or whether it's going to go down. And if you're thinking that your future you is going to be a very prideful, joyful, happiness, wonderment you, then your status is going to increase. And if your status is going to increase, and if you think it's going to increase, you will be telling your friends about it. Because you will want that status only increases when it is when you have recognition of your achievements and your accomplishments. Otherwise, it's just folly. It's just inside your head. Okay? We desperately crave other people's validation around in order for us to increase our status. Yes, we can learn to do that ourselves, but you would be what I would say a quote-unquote much more advanced human being than I am. You know? I look at my boy today, very, very, very focused on external validation, which he would be as a teenager. And I tell him that he shouldn't be thinking like that, but I still think like that. You know, I still think like that today. I still want people to tell me I'm doing a good job here. I still want people. And I just did a podcast where I reviewed Melanie Joy's book. And as I was doing it, I'm thinking, I hope I'm doing a good job here. I hope Melanie likes it if she listens to it. I hope people buy the book. And it's a hope other people. Not me saying, you know, you did the best you could in the moment of putting forward some really good points in that book. Right? External validation. Okay? So going back to what I was saying, if you are really kind of like having a lot of pride and joy around this, then you believe your status is going to go up, so you're going to talk to people about it. If you think that life is going to be really shit when you stop drinking alcohol, that you're going to be embarrassed, that you're going to feel full of shame, that you're worried for a myriad of different reasons, then you will connect with that a drop in status. And you, if you are perceiving a drop in status, then you're not going to be wanting to talk to your friends about it, because by talking to your friends about it, they are going to validate your drop in status. Especially because your strength and courage and your, you know, Jordan Peterson says in the 12 Rules for Life, rule number one, sit up straight or stand up straight with your shoulders back. You know, he's saying like, hold your space, hold your boundaries, be strong, show people that you mean business so you'll get respect, right? Well, if you think that your status is going to drop around your decision to not drink alcohol, you're going to be different than that. You're going to have your shoulders are going to sag. You're going to be a lack of confidence. You're going to be stuttering. You're not going to quite know what to say. You're not going to have a 3-minute killer statement, as Adrian says, right? And this is why I think you need that 3-minute killer statement, because that 3-minute killer statement is going to help you, okay, help you shift from the dark side to the light, right? It's going to help you shift from, oh, I think life is shit and I feel ashamed here and a decrease in status, to this is a wonderful experience that I'm making. I'm now going to increase my status, all right? So what that 3-minute killer statement is, I don't know. You need to figure that out yourself. But if I was you, I would be on Strive right now sharing your 3-minute killer statements with Adrian and the likes and saying, what do you think of this? And then use it consistently. Yeah, there might be a time in the future where you might want to have different killer statements for different people, but I don't advise it, because we want to try to make this a real core habit of us. Like, we want to make it a part of who we are. It took me a long time to remember that alcoholism is an invisible, violent and dominant belief system, because I kept forgetting the order of invisible, violent and dominant. And it bugged me. But the more and more I said it, the more and more I said 3.3 million people die, the more and more I say alcohol has no value, the more and more I say that alcohol is a causal factor of over 200 illnesses and diseases, the more it becomes just part of who I am, my personality, and a rote speech that comes out of my mouth that is backed up by a philosophy that I believe in wholeheartedly. So if you have your 3 minute killer statement, and your 3 minute killer statement is, I don't drink alcohol because alcoholism is a visible, violent, dominant belief system, and I want to do everything I can in my power to show my children that they don't have to be indoctrinated into that system. If that is your killer statement, then you need to learn it off by heart. And then practice, what is going to be the feedback? What are going to be the reactions to that? Okay? What are going to be the reactions to that? I myself have to do work around this. After 9 years of not drinking alcohol, I don't have a consistent way about it. Here's something that I do, that I did in Malta last week, which is bad. And I need to remove this from my killer statement, right? Somebody who was very interested in why I don't drink alcohol said to me, can you explain why you don't drink alcohol? And I looked her in the eye and I laughed and said, how can I explain this to you without you thinking that I'm a raving lunatic? What a fucking stupid thing to say. What I'm saying in that moment is, I'm a raving lunatic because my views on alcohol are so far out that you're not even going to comprehend what they are or understand them. The only thing you're going to understand is I'm a fucking idiot. What a stupid thing to say. It can only come from a lack of confidence in delivering in that moment, okay, my decision to not drink alcohol. And that's after 9 years. And I'm telling you, folks, I am super confident 99.9% of the time whenever I'm talking to anybody about this stuff. So for me, that is more of an old bad habit that surfaced that I thought I'd done with it. I'd been done with it. Yeah? For me, the 3 minute killer statement for me would be something like, I don't drink alcohol anymore because it was destroying my marriage and I stopped drinking as a result of that and I loved life as a result, so I've never gone back. And then beyond that, when I'm being fielded more questions, I can talk about alcoholism being an invisible, violent, dominant belief system if I choose to. But I would only advise doing that if you feel like you are in command or in control of that knowledge, all right? And this is why being on Strive and being active on Strive and taking the taster and the intensive and understanding the philosophy works, because it helps you to develop this concrete philosophy, to turn this philosophy from a belief into a conviction. So it's part of who you are, okay? And then you can go and you'd roll that one out. And you can roll it out with some confidence. But it takes practice. It takes practice, all right? It takes practice. You do not, and you should not be ashamed of drinking. I'm going to leave you with this, right? You are not the person who should be addressing and understanding why they don't drink alcohol. It's the person who drinks alcohol that should be addressing and understanding why they drink alcohol. Just because there's more of them, it doesn't mean they're right. Okay, we've been programmed to believe that if more people put their hand up, they're right. But we know, don't we? There's even scientific studies out there that if you convince a group, let's say you get 40 people in a study, and half of them are lackeys, you put them in there yourself, and you tell them that you're going to ask the question, what is the capital of Paris? And you're going to say Strasbourg, yeah? A large group of people are also going to say Strasbourg because they don't want to look like a dick and they want to be the same as you, even though they know it's Paris, right? There's scientific studies that show that people follow the crowd like that, right? So be a little bit kind of like aware of that, yeah? And understand that you don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to follow the crowd, okay? And take great pride and joy in your individualism. Celebrate your difference. Don't beat yourself up about being different. Yeah? Who the fuck wants to be the same as everybody else? Right? How fucking boring life would be if that was the case, yeah? Celebrate your difference. But like Adrian says, do some work on it and have that relatable 3-minute killer statement that explains solidly your point of view as to why you don't drink alcohol. Be prepared. And if you're prepared, then these uncomfortable social experiences and exchanges will be a lot easier to navigate. The Truth About Alcohol Taster begins in December 1st. If you want to be a part of that, get on to www.thetruthaboutalcohol.co.uk. Craig is giving away 2 free tickets to that event, £49 each. If you want a free £49 ticket, send me an email at truthaboutalcohol@gmail.com explaining why you think you are the person to get that ticket. Why should we help you become someone who doesn't drink alcohol and not the next person, okay? If you want to join the intensive and get just straight into it and get a year's subscription for Strive and that, same website. And if you want to be a member of Strive and start doing this work and learning your three-minute killer statement, then join the Strive forum at the same place. Take care, folks. Get any questions, let me know at thetruthaboutalcohol@gmail.com. Always look forward to listening to you. Take care. If you want to learn more about the truth about alcohol and what it's like to become someone who doesn't drink alcohol, then there are 2 options open to you. The first is to take the Truth About Alcohol Taster, how to go alcohol free for 1 month. I created it so you could have a feel and test around the idea about whether or not you really do want to give up drinking alcohol, because it is a massive, massive commitment, okay? So in this month, you work with other like-minded individuals who are also playing around with the same theory. You'll be in a peer group. There'll be Truth About Alcohol moderators and myself helping you out. You will receive a video lesson and assignment every single day with some homework for you, where you will be learning about the fundamentals of the truth about alcohol. What is the truth about alcohol and why do we drink alcohol? Okay, raising awareness of that truth internally so we can understand more about what's going on and change some of those neurological patterns that have led to us becoming people who drink alcohol, and touching a little bit on what is freedom like? What is life like after we stop drinking alcohol? And how do we reassert ourselves back into a society where when we look around, every single person we know drinks alcohol? That is the taster. That is an entry point to the Truth About Alcohol philosophy. We are going to run one of those every single calendar month. And if you want to join that, you're interested in that, then email me at thetruthaboutalcohol@gmail.com and we'll make that happen. After you've done the taster, or if you don't want to do the taster, you want to bypass it and jump straight into becoming someone who doesn't drink alcohol permanently, then take the TTAA Intensive, the Truth About Alcohol Intensive, learning how to be someone who doesn't drink alcohol permanently. What happens in the intensive? Well, we sign you up for an annual subscription, okay? For an annual subscription, you get involved with the Strive Community Forum. You get access to be able to check in every day, to help and help other people and ask other people for help and guidance, to record your triggers and have the highly trained Truth About Alcohol moderators and myself help you to go through those triggers. You will also receive a video a day, a video training exercise a day, okay, where we will be teaching you in depth the weeds, the nuts and bolts, the DNA of the Truth About Alcohol principles in 3 modules: truth, alcohol, and awareness. We are combining the Truth About Alcohol life-changing experience and finding meaning and purpose through the art of story to give you a massive, massive shot in the arm when it comes to being someone who doesn't drink alcohol. For a whole year, you'll be working in a peer group, learning so, so much about how to understand all the reasons why you are drinking and to find the support to help you deal with those reasons, okay? If you want to get interested in taking the Truth About Alcohol Intensive, then again, email me at thetruthaboutalcohol@gmail.com and I'll tell you all about it. Thanks always for listening and thanks for all your support.